Tons of stuff to talk about, Sandy. Can we just address Summerfest quickly first, obviously, which opens in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
First and foremost, Summerfest, right. The first of 3 weekends. Lots and lots of fun. Big Bang fireworks tonight at 9:30. That's something to look forward to. But of the 600 bands, I won't sit here and rattle them all off and all the great reasons to go. Go to the summerfest.com website. Free music is also happening. The Summer Solstice Music Festival. You will find that in Oak Creek at Drexel Town Square. I started it last year and they said, hey, let's bring it back. And let's do it for 3 days. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Drexel Town Square is where you can enjoy their beer garden and also
a lot of room for you. They have the big public square area where they put on all sorts of events.
A nice space. Yeah, cool. Right there by the library. It's a good open space to have fun there at Drexel Town Square. It's a wheelie fun weekend, guys.
What's that mean?
If you like two wheels, there's fun stuff to do. And if you like speed, there's fun stuff to do. The Tour of America's Dairyland. This is that elite cycling, bicycling, and it happens after it kicks off in Drexel Town Square at the Clock Tower. It's going to be making stops all around Wisconsin, Racine, Kenosha, Suamico. This is called Elite Criterium Bicycle Racing. So it's a closed street circuit, usually about a mile course. And what's great about that is it's very easy for spectators to get around and cheer. And if you go to America's Dairyland website, it says, we like to say it's a bike race surrounded by a block party, Wisconsin style.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah. And also on two wheels, a little more casual pace. It's the 42nd annual Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee, starting Saturday at Best Place at Pabst Brewery. It's about a 6 or 7 hour bike ride because it stops at 4 or 5 different breweries, about 15 to 20 miles. And the route changes each year, which adds a lot of fun. And you don't know what the route is until Saturday morning. And they always have a theme. And this year's theme is Milwaukeeana Jones.
Oh, I see you working there. All right. I can get in on that.
So you've got costumes. There will probably be snakes, you know, games.
Snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?
And if you miss this one, plan for Green Bay August 15th. They will do a Fat Tire Tour. I do not know if they will probably not do Milwaukeeana Jones. They'll probably do a different theme to tie into Green Bay. You love your motorcycles. Harley-Davidson Museum Saturday, the Wild Ones Vintage Motorcycle Rally. This is where you're going to see your flathead, knucklehead, panhead, shovelhead, all these engines and these vintage motorcycles, antiques, and it's going to honor the 90th anniversary of the knucklehead engine. But you've got live music, raffles, food, family-friendly games, and the great part about this, it is a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Cool.
Harley-Davidson Museum on Saturday. And then if you got the need for speed, then get to Road America all weekend long through Sunday. Expel Grand Prix, presented by AMR. This is really one of Wisconsin's biggest motorsports weekend. And I got to tell you, of all the vanity license plates I see a lot of Brewers, I see a lot of Bucks, I see a lot of Road America license plates as I'm driving around.
You're a lot of fans, but also it's cool looking because it's the black plate
it is
with
a
the
cool
white
plate.
Letters, right, yeah.
And it just
got
has the racetrack around it. Yeah, very cool. Father's Day is this weekend. If you have the opportunity to spend time with your dad, do so. I have a hole in my heart still, miss my dad-o. So do something fun. You've got free admission at the Milwaukee County Zoo, Milwaukee Public Museum. Old World Wisconsin has free Father's Day activities. Dad's Sling Free in Wisconsin at the Slingshot Bar.
Oh, fantastic.
That's a non-traditional way to celebrate with Dad. And we do have more cultural events. Of course, Juneteenth Day, it is the 55th annual celebration, one of the longest standing ones, maybe the oldest celebration of Juneteenth Day in the country here in Milwaukee, and includes the Jubilee Parade on MLK Drive. That is Friday, honoring the end of slavery and marking a big moment in Black history and our country's history. Then you've also got our cultural. How about Scandinavian? Have you been to the Midsummer Celebration at Old World Wisconsin in Eagle yet?
Ooh. Sounds like that's up your... Well, I mean, Norwegian, are you considered Scandinavian?
Yes.
Greater Scandinavia?
I'm offended that you're asking.
I don't know who's all in there. I don't know if you're like, well, we're not Scandinavian.
Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, and Denmark. You're all welcome
there you go.
To revisit your Scandinavian Midsummer traditions.
Alike. You know, we're all that same...
Your quadrants.
You guys are all over there. Right?
Well,
keep rowing.
The Mirthful Magic... includes maypole dancing and hands-on crafts like flower drying and wool dyeing.
Okay.
And then for you historians, World War II days and battles Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Menominee Falls at Old Falls Village Park, which I love. They're going to have 1940s swing band music and all those historical reenactments. The battles will be at 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. World War II days and battles, Menominee Falls, Old Falls Village Park.
See you at Summerfest, Sandy.
You know it.